much anger, so much pain. Almost everyone hoping for someone or something to turn the darkness into a song. There will be better days than this.
That's the song Better Days. It's on the just-released CD, Some People, from the band Wheatfield. While it was written and recorded before the pandemic, it has become the band's unofficial theme for right now. Better days, right? We all want them. This week, the band was supposed to be together in Texas for the songwriting sessions they call their band camp. There were supposed to be shows supporting the CD officially released Tuesday. Instead, Ezra Eidlett, Keith Grimwood, Connie Mims, and Craig Calvert join me on Zoom. Keith and Ezra from their respective homes in Northwest Arkansas, Connie from hers in Tyler, Texas, and Craig from his room of guitars in Austin, Texas. The first incarnation of Wheatfield formed in 1973, and by 1980, the group had disbanded. They remained friends, and the four current members recorded a new album in 2004, and then we have this week's release. Ezra says doing a CD release interview from four separate rooms has something in common with recording a record.
One similarity I feel is like it's not uncommon for musicians to be in separate rooms creating music simultaneously. So like somebody's in the ISO booth, somebody's in the control room, somebody's in the big room in this particular studio. Everybody's paying attention to what's going on, and we listen too. That's another thing too. I think musicians are listeners. So you might hear a little bit of applause waiting for somebody to see who's going to come in next, but listening is important.
And you know, also we did this on this album, Some People, where since I live in Austin and Connie lives in Tyler and the guys live in Arkansas, a lot of the times we just send tracks to one another. So we're together in that way, is, you know, a lot like this. But the one thing that Zoom cannot do is to allow us to all play together because there's a latency problem with the internet. And that's a frustrating thing about it, but it's really nice to see everybody.
What was the genesis for getting Some People recorded and now on this disc?
It started a while ago. We started writing songs, and you know, as songs would come in, we would record them and write. Craig would make semi-regular trips up to Arkansas to write, to record. Connie was, she's always writing. And so songs would come in. So I remember one song in particular, Different Games, the song Different Games. We were working on some other music that we'd started writing. Craig, Keith and myself in my little studio over on Cove Creek Road. And Connie sent us a telephone recording, a cell phone recording of a new song she was working on, Different Games. And this song was wonderful. So we listened to the song. We laid out a drum track. We put two guitars on it and a bass, and it sounded great. Then put the little bit of the cell phone audio in front of it. Connie and Tyler recorded a vocal for it, sent it up here. We got together, we worked on it. But it started slowly, and it just finally has finished.
Cut the cards, steal them out, then they shuffle them again. Place your bet, learn the rules, but expect for them to bend. Everybody gets to lose, nobody gets to choose. We play different games, not so friendly tug of war, hide and seek.
We're always writing, all of these are really, you know, everybody is a writer. So we're constantly writing, and this is a really good vehicle. The four of us working together is something I like writing for. It works. There's a good chemistry between these people. They all went to high school together and all that. They grew up together. I met them later on. I am the new guy, but I've been here for a really long time. So, but still the new guy.
The new studio worked. It finally got up and going, and they came up here and we recorded the song still haven't found what I'm looking for. In trying to find the energy for that song, we ended up playing it simultaneously. No parts laid down. We just counted it off and went for it.
About, I mean, because everything is written by someone in this chat except that. So let's talk about the U2 song and why it's included. What you love about it.
I think it was a couple of band camps ago where band camp is where we're about to go on tour and Craig drives over from Austin. Ezra and Keith drive down from Fayetteville to my place in Tyler. We do band camp where we rehearse and hang out and have fun and write and before we go out on tour. And so one band camp, I had seen U2 doing a 40th anniversary of the Joshua Tree. I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel or something. And it just, the way they introduced the song and they performed it was really, really cool. And I said, you know what, that would be, this is how much Ezra Eidler has influenced me when I think about a song. It's like, that would be a good banjo song. And I went, okay. But I'm still having fun. What I'm looking for. But I'm still having fun. What I'm looking for. No, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Obviously, this CD was not created during a pandemic, but it kind of has chapters. Like the second song is when the fog rolls in, and that feels like ominous. And then you have an upbeat, better days, right? We're gonna get that. And what's your story? And love at the end. I mean, I think what I come to is that y'all write songs that are about the human condition, and then we as listeners place those in the condition we are in at the time, and that's a sign of good songwriting, of great songwriting.
Thanks.
Thank well, you. Kyle, would you like to write a bio for us? Yeah, that's great. I love that.
But, you know, Keith pointed out something recently to me, a lyric in one of the songs, the title song, Some People. On the bridge, it says, if I had my way, I'd have lots of time. Boy, do we have that.
Yeah, but then the next line is, you can keep my pay.
Yeah, I know.
See, you got to change those lyrics, man.
You got to be careful what you write.
Some people got money, some people got time. Anybody got both, it's really hard to find. When I got some time, I ain't got no money. When I got money, I ain't got time. I work hard for a dollar, I work hard for my pay. I work hard for my time at the end of the day.
Does it feel odd to have a new record, new CD out on this day, and you can't even be beside each other?
So odd.
Yeah, we're supposed to do band camp. Today, right. It was the first day of band camp, and so the guys aren't here at the ranch like they usually are. We're not going to go on tour. We had to cancel all of our May dates, so we call that the tour that wasn't.
And some of the dates are being rescheduled for the fall, but it's hard on us because, a huge part for the last, since our last record, which was in 2014, mm-hmm. We have really been mainly dependent on just performing and shows and interacting with the audience. And we have a great fan base, a loyal fan base of over 40 years, and not being able to do that and just relying on, social distancing and marketing in a socially distant environment. It's a new game. It's a different game.
Yeah.
We're playing different games right now. And it's very odd. And it's kind of odd for our fans, too, because we won't see them for a while. We don't know when we'll see them again, when we can go do this.
Well, it was a decision that we made since we couldn't tour. And the bulk of our CD sales happen on tour, not to stream this. At least not at first. We may one day offer it up like that. But as you probably are aware, and probably everyone else is aware, there's no money to be made in streaming. And so we would go out. We have in the past, the model was, we have a CD to sell. We have things to sell, and we would sell them at the shows. And it would be very successful model. But now we're kind of going back in time, and this is, like you said, something you can hold and read, and there's artwork. Susan Eidlett, Ezra's sister, did a wonderful job on the layout. Mary Bruton took some great photos. It just all kind of, again, it kind of fell into place at the right time.
So when we get on the other side of this, we'll see Wheatfield, right? I mean, we don't know necessarily when. Oh, I guess you do have some fall days, but we will see you.
We had a couple of dates up here in Arkansas for the release, one in Eureka Springs and one in Fayetteville. And hopefully we can reschedule those and bring some music up here once things start getting back to whatever normal we're going to get back to.
Y'all come back when we have better days, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Kyle.
The four members of Wheatfield are Craig Calvert, Connie Mims, Keith Grimwood, and Ezra Eidlett. They talked with Ozarks at Large from their homes in Northwest Arkansas and Texas Tuesday via Zoom. Their brand new CD, Some People, is available at wheatfieldband.com.